All right, so we were eating decadent. When I say decadent, I mean decadent ice cream and chocolate. Nobody was judging anybody. It was all okay. It was delicious. Magnum, I'm sure you've heard it. We've been telling you about the store, a pop-up store that's coming up at Sandton City. And it's already up, by the way. And it's also only going to be up until the end of Jan. And you can go there and make the most delicious ice cream, the most delicious ice cream toppings. You can just play. So we decided to get the people who are doing that in studio with us. Rob Murhead, he says, he says he's in studio with us. Hello, Rob.
Hi, hi. Nice to be with you. Yum. And your audience.
It is. Yum. So do you go to the store and sort of like seal your mouth and do everything, like tie your hands and just close your eyes kind of
thing? There was a lot of testing that went into all those toppings and the combinations. And I mean, we were basically developing that offering for about a year. So a lot of thought, a lot of testing went into it, a lot of discussion with the brand team. We really wanted to bring something to South Africa that was totally unique, glamorous, luxurious, indulgent. And we didn't want to do what had been done before.
So this idea of, I mean, Magnum, a brand coming up with a pop-up store and doing something as innovative as this, where did that come from? Was it a global initiative? Where did that idea come from?
Well, the Magnum Pleasure Store is a global format. It travels around the world to the fashion capitals of the world. Mm. I think there's been 150 odd of them already. Mm. This year they've been in London, New York. There was one in Seoul, one in Moscow, and and Johannesburg. And obviously, they're open in different cities around the world.
What's the response when people go into these stores? The first time somebody arrives at a store like this, what's their response?
Well, I mean, you've got to imagine it's like walking into the middle of a Magnum advert.
Yes.
I mean, that's the feeling we're trying to create. It's like walking into this amazing world where, you can choose your Magnum ice cream, you can choose your melted Belgian chocolate, white milk chocolate or dark chocolate, and you can choose from a selection of these most amazing toppings that we've put together that are totally unusual, out of this world. I'm talking about things like macadamia,
yes.
Roasted macadamia salt with salts.
We've the got petals, don't leave the petals out.
We've got rose petals, of course.
Yes.
We've got this amazing new topping that we developed, hazelnut praline.
Yes.
It's our own formulation because obviously Magnum this year released a new variant called hazelnut praline.
Gosh.
And in our store, you can come and, experience it, but you can make your own.
Make your own, yeah.
And the nice thing is you get to customize and create your own crafted chocolate.
Yeah.
Which
so
brings
for those who haven't been at the store, so what you get is the Magnum, what would be like the vanilla,
yes,
Magnum ice cream.
Yes.
And then we play with the dip. You decide what dip you're going to have.
Yes.
And there is a dip, I don't remember what it's called. There's a pink dip.
Yes, the ruby chocolate.
Ruby chocolate.
So ruby chocolate
is the most delicious thing I've tasted in a long time.
It's interesting. It's a new kind of trend.
Yeah.
It's got an interesting taste. It's got almost like a sour cream chocolate
yes.
taste.
Yes. A bit of a, sour creamy, cheesekakey
yes,
kind
exactly.
of flavor.
So we offer that, and we've even got a blue chocolate.
Yes.
And so there's a number of different amazing options that you can choose from.
So you get the ice cream, and then you go ahead and decide on the dipping, on your coating, so
yes, so you get the Magnum, and mm-hmm. then you decide, am I going to have the classic milk chocolate?
Yeah.
Am I going to have the dark chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Or the white chocolate. And obviously this is melted, pure Magnum Belgian chocolate, proper Belgian chocolate.
No, it's real.
Chocolate.
It's not cooking chocolate. This is the actual chocolate that
Magnum uses.
Yeah.
And it's the same chocolate you might find in a packet of
real chocolate,
bonbons
or whatever,
high-end luxury chocolate.
And then we then play on top of that.
And then you play. So
we
then you bring your personality.
You can
go for cranberries, dried
You can go for
raspberries.
Gold. You can go for gold.
We have a pure gold sprinkle.
Yeah.
Which I demonstrated to you.
Yes.
We've got popping candy. We've got dried apricot and coconut nibs, chili flakes. We've got even crushed Oreos. We've got mint. Another trend I think that's coming up is this mint chocolate trend. We've got
that.
We've got mint chocolate shavings.
Uh-huh.
We've got caramelized pecans, almond nibs. We've even, this store, so Magnum has got this tradition of working with fashion designers through, you know, throughout the world.
There is that, I don't know what it is, but is it a zebra or is it a giraffe kind of pattern that you've got on one of the magnums?
Yes. Okay. So what we have this year.
So Shani is here. Shani Chetty, who's also a store manager.
Yes.
Who crafted something very interesting for us this morning.
Yes.
And this was a new thing. Did you decide one day today, well, this is it. I'm going to create this thing. And what did you put together?
So first I gave you one of our signature magnum looks, which was the Animal Instinct.
Yes.
That stepped in dark chocolate with giraffe shards and a rose petal to make it extra crisp. Mm. And then I gave you the Spring Summer. Mm-hmm. That's the one with the ruby chocolate.
Mm.
So it's dipped in ruby chocolate with cranberries and rose petals. So it looks amazing. And the third one that I gave you was our Impressionism. That's the one that's blue chocolate. So it's actually white chocolate that's been colored blue, and it had meringue kisses and rose petals. And then the fourth one that I brought for you, that was a make my own option.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one I'm talking about. The decadent, the very luxurious, the very overindulgent one.
So that was a very popular one for us. It was dipped in white chocolate with pistachios, almonds, and coconut shards, berries, and your dark chocolate pearls.
Mm.
And don't forget the gold dust.
And of course, the gold dust.
So wait, I mean, so every day when people come through, do they try new things or do they want guidance? Are they afraid to do the new things?
Some people come in and they want the same option that they've chosen, you know, last week that when they came. So we've got a lot of regulars that come back and choose the exact same one because they don't want to mess with perfection.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. and when people are allowed so much carte blanche to play with food, I imagine it would be also a little bit frightening. Yeah?
It is. I mean, we also help them choose the right toppings for their combination. So sometimes chili doesn't go on everything. So chili works very well with the dark chocolate and the white, you know, the dark chocolate option. Chili works very well with that.
So do you ask people, you know, what are you like? Do you have this like a little conversation about, tell me about yourself?
Yes.
Do you have that?
We all are pleasure makers. They make sure they get to know the person one-on-one just to know what they like, just so that they're able to decide what's the best topping for that person.
It's not the first year, right? So how has this changed and evolved over the years?
Well, it's actually the fourth year that we're doing it. In fact, we were one of the very first countries to do a Magnum Pleasure store.
Oh.
I think we were number four.
Oh,
we were the fourth store ever done back when we first opened. This year, we're very pleased to be able to work with a fashion designer. In fact, South Africa's most interesting fashion designer, Naduma.
Oh, of course.
The brand Makosa.
Of course.
And we've collaborated with him. It's a long-term collaboration that Magnum has been working with him for a year already.
Mm.
And he helped us decorate the store. He designed some of the decor, helped us develop some of the toppings.
Mm.
And so we're very happy to work with him because you know, if you know the Makosa articles, they're handcrafted. There's an incredible attention to detail.
Mm.
They're luxury items, and they represent not just a piece of clothing, but pleasure.
Mm.
And actually, so that's the connection.
So, what was the brief to him? That must have been interesting.
The brief was exactly what I've told you.
Yeah.
You know, come and join us.
Yeah.
We want to do something that celebrates luxury, indulgence, glamour, pleasure, craftsmanship. And we, you know, we want to work together. And he's been amazing, actually.
Mm. So that now you're obviously experiencing the finished product, you know, and you're saying that this has obviously evolved from the previous year, for instance. What are the new elements from, let's say, the previous year?
Well, as I was telling you, the toppings have evolved dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, they really are very unusual. You won't be able to find these combinations in any other.
Are they richer?
More. I would say they're much more sophisticated.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm just thinking now of the kind of person that you usually encounter at your store. This person that comes in maybe after a fantastic meal and whatever, and when they arrive there, I mean, is it just all luxury or is it just all luxury?
Well, I mean, the thing that's coming to mind is the mom who brings her. her family, and she says that she's buying it for the kids, but
really, that's not true.
She goes to the front of the line.
Wow.
So I think it's a really nice family experience.
Yes.
And the nice thing about the I think the selection and the combination and the experience that we've put together, it's not a store that you feel that you couldn't walk into,
yes,
because it's too fancy. It's really a family experience, and there's something for everyone.
It's a pop-up store. That's what makes it so special. Why do you think it's such a phenomena, the pop-up idea?
Well, the pop-up firstly works on the premise that it's a limited time only. So if you don't experience it, you're never going to, and you have to wait until the next time it rolls around. And you never know where it's going to be next or when. So, I mean, that's the first thing. The other thing that the pop-up really, from a marketing point of view, that is very interesting about the pop-up is that it really, for many people, the first time they experience the brand, the world of the brand. You can walk in to the world of Magnum at a Magnum a pop-up store, and that goes for any other type of pop-up store. It's like being able to experience the advert. If you think about where you normally buy a Magnum, you normally buy it at a garage or in a supermarket.
You
eat it in your car
while you're walking into the ad.
So you're not really you're experiencing the brand, but you're not
a limited experience
in a 3D way. So that's why the pop-up is such an incredible.
Well, I suppose also, I mean, you're in charge of what the entire offering is. So as the store owner, you are giving the entire experience. So you know exactly how it should be served. You know how it should be. All of that stuff, which you're not in control of if it's, served by somebody else.
Yes, exactly. And there's a lot of thought that goes. There's a global a brand team that assesses, they monitor every pop-up store throughout the world, and you have to adhere to very strict standards, right down to the material that you create the furnishings out of.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you what the standards are on the temperature of the ice cream. What's the optimum?
Well, that's quite interesting. The ice cream has to be kept very cold.
Yes.
Because you don't want it to be you don't want it to melt. I think it's -25 to 30. So we monitor that. And then the chocolate is also quite interesting because the chocolate has to be kept at that between 40 and 45 degrees melted.
Because you've got to dip into
exactly. Any hotter and the chocolate starts to burn.
Exactly.
And any colder and the chocolate starts to become like a...
It crystallizes and stuff, yeah.
So, yes, I mean, it is quite a... I mean, it sounds scientific, I suppose it is, but also there's, it's not rocket science.
Let's give people the details of how long the store will be open for and what times the store is open.
The store is open during mall hours. I think that's 9 to 9.
10 to 9, moment until the 23rd of December, and then it goes back to normal mall hours, which will be 9 to 8 during the weekdays. So that's Monday to Saturday, and then Sunday will be 9 till 6.
Okay. Yeah, so basically it's your Sandton City mall hours, and nothing better than a 9 o'clock in the morning ice cream. And then it closes at the end of January. So we're running right through to the end of January.
Oh, it's been lovely. Thank you so much.